This week, Cambridge Analytica filed for bankruptcy. The data firm was accused of improperly collecting data on 87 million Facebook users. Those revelations led to a widespread look into what kind of information Facebook has and how it and other sites across the internet use personal information to target users with ads. Things like birthdays, gender, hometowns, interests, and, yes, photos of you. Here now, media analyst John Carroll joins us now. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
So a couple of people in our office noticed that they were getting ads that appeared to be targeted to them with models that looked like them. Same hair, same style, facial hair, body type. They even dressed similar. Is that just a coincidence?
Well, probably not. Nothing really in advertising is a coincidence. Right. After you told me about that, I talked to some people in the digital ad business, and they said not only is it totally plausible that you could visually mirror your recipient of the ad, but that if digital marketers could do it, they would. There's this thing called computer vision, which combines facial, image, and video recognition. You put that together with machine learning, and there's no question that it's conceivable that they could do that. Full disclosure, I haven't seen any proof of it, but it sure sounds right.
And what we're talking about here is a form of micro-targeting.
Right. And micro-targeting, well, let's talk about the average digital ad. Micro-targeting is hoovering up all the information they can about you, your search history, your shopping history, your location, clicks, likes, everything they can get about you. And they bundle that together and basically combine it with a thing called consumer journey mapping, which is essentially a blueprint, a prediction of where a consumer like you would travel in the digital world. And so basically they're adopting the statement that Wayne Gretzky made, which was a good hockey player goes where the puck is, a great hockey player goes where the puck is going. Mm-hmm. And that's where they want to be. They want to intersect you at those moments where you might make a consumer decision.
They're trying to figure out the moment in our day when we're most likely to buy something.
Right. They call it the micro moment. And, basically they are looking to put an opportunity in front of you when you're in a position to make a consumer decision. So one of the examples is Red Roof Inn. They have software algorithm to basically track delays and cancellations at airports. And when those come in, what they do is they trigger search ads in that area.
Oh, wow.
If a Red Roof Inn is near that airport. So basically, that's your micro moment. You have someone who needs a hotel room. Red Roof Inn is right there, and they're able to capture that. They have a better chance of capturing that. And, they say their bookings are up 60%, so it seems to be effective.
And we know that this has been used for politics in the past, politicians trying to micro-target. Is that going to happen again this time, given all of the blowback from Facebook and Cambridge Analytica?
You know, it's an ongoing tug of war. You put the safeguards in and people try to figure out how to circumvent them. So I think that the attempts will certainly be there, and whether they actually can be as effective as they might have been previously with Cambridge Analytica, we'll see.
Anything people can do to stop this kind of thing from happening to them?
Well, you could quit your job and constantly monitor your privacy
settings. Throw your
computer
out the window. Right.
I mean, try to get into your privacy settings as much as possible, but it's pretty hard to get off the digital grid.
It's John Carroll, a media analyst for Here and Now and journalism professor at Boston University. He also blogs at the website Campaign Outsider. John, thank you.
Thank you.